Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Orioles make a trade last night, trading Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for outfielder Taylor Ward. The offseason has begun for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now. And Andy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what was your reaction to this trade?
My reaction initially was a double take, and then I did a triple take. and then I digested that it said Grayson Rodriguez. Wasn't expecting that. But as the, we're getting to the, 18 hour mark since the trade happened, I have a couple conflicting thoughts. And I suppose the short answer before I dive into a couple of different thoughts, the short answer, of course, is that we're probably not going to know until, you know, we watch Taylor Ward play a full season for Baltimore and until we see, you know, how Grayson Rodriguez looks. The injury concerns with Grayson are well documented. Didn't pitch all of 2025. The elbow debridement surgery he had to remove a bone chip midway through this season and ended his 2025 season really before it began. He's supposed to, you know, he's healthy, he's throwing, but that is a surgery that comes with risk. And, you know, it's hard to know exactly how, you know, the ligaments in the elbow will handle, you know, the removal of bone spur. And really the bone grows because it is trying to help stabilize the ligament, which is part of the reason why it starts actually impinging the ligament. So it's an interesting surgery, but it's hard to know how he will look. Mike Elias at the GM meetings, I think looking back on it, you know, his statements about Grayson Rodriguez were really telling. And at the time, I thought they were prudent. And now, you know, knowing what we know, it seemed as if, you know, he, you know, was kind of mentally preparing for moving on from, you know, a former top prospect and a, you know, first round pick from 2018 before Elias became general manager here. One of the things he said was, you know, it's hard. You have to be realistic, was the word he used about what Grayson might look like a year and a half later after pitching, you know, without pitching in the major leagues. And he was not really planning around Grayson being an option for the rotation. It really was, he's a wild card talent, was what he called him. If he was healthy, great. You know how good he can be. We've seen it in parts of 2023 and most of 2024 before, you know, a lat strain ended his season. It's really just a question of, can he be healthy for a long enough period to maximize it? So in my long rambling way, TBD.
Well, Andy, that trade Grayson going to the Angels, is that a precursor to Mike Elias spending real money on the starting pitching market, this offseason?
It better be a precursor because, There was very little depth to begin with. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Trevor Rogers and Kyle Bradish right now can be kind of penciled in as a 1 and 2. Dean Kramer, you feel pretty confidently, is a back end rotation arm and can be that. Tyler Wells, we'll see what he looks like. Maybe fits in there. Cade Povich, Brandon Young, maybe they can, you know, find a spot, either as a, you know, in a, on a fill-in basis or, you know, as a, you know, end, you know, back end of rotation guy, if maybe they're ceiling, but they could always surprise. They already needed a frontline starter, and now they probably need to go get one frontline starter, maybe two, and then add depth because injuries happen. We've seen it. It decimated this pitching staff last year, and it would be tough to necessarily trust the remaining options. That was pretty much the case before the Rodriguez trade. It's only more important now to go get a frontline guy who can fit in, if not the number one, as a two or a three, along with Rogers and Bradish. But I would argue, you know, they probably need two or three pitchers of varying quality. Mm-hmm.
Any part of you wonder if this is where we are with Grayson, and given the fact that this bullpen is non-existent right now, that any part of you wonder what it might have been look like to try to see if he could handle one of those roles, given obviously the innings limit and how long he hasn't pitched, and that might be where his future lies anyway. I mean, that's where it ended up with DL Hall.
Yeah, a huge part of me wondered that. You know, I was talking to a scout last week at the GM meetings who was really pushing for the idea of like, hey, make Grayson pitch three innings twice a week as a swingman, you know, out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And that could be a great thing. The counter to that is this is a guy that has injury history. It tends to be more taxing on a shoulder and an arm, which are areas obviously like Grayson has had issues with. It tends to be more taxing as a bullpen guy because the unpredictability of the position, you're getting hot, then you sit down, then they get you hot again. You may or may not pitch. Maybe you pitch back-to-back days. You know, those are all things that relievers deal with that, you know, a lifetime starter has not experienced. So there's a potential that, you know, teams might be hesitant actually of moving a guy to the bullpen because those are hurdles that you'd have to leap, which is part of the reason why, you know, a three inning swingman twice a week seems like it would have worked if you had it a little bit more scripted, so to speak, of hey, you're going to piggyback with this starter today, or you know, whatever it might be. So we had an idea of pregame routines that could get him hot.
Another part
I completely agree with you that there was a lot of wonder in my mind of like, wow, I wonder what 100 miles per hour is going to look like in the ninth inning, you know, but it just obviously didn't go that way.
And then another part of this that I just found myself ruminating on more and more is we've heard so much about soul searching and things that are different. But I look at this player and he's not as athletic as he used to be, and he wasn't super athletic then. To me, they really need a center fielder. He hadn't played center field in 4 years. And didn't do it much even then. He doesn't run very well. Like, there's not like these other plus attributes, and it's more power over contact. I mean, that just seems like, I mean, I like the profile. It reminds me of, I don't know, O'Neill from last year and maybe Sanchez from last year. Oh, yeah, and it's right-sided power. Like, this feels like the kind of stuff they've always been bringing in from the outside. It felt very on brand to me. What about you? It did not feel like turning over a new leaf. Oh, yeah, and he's a one-year rental for $13 million. Oh, okay.
No, I completely agree. The things that stick out to me, one, he doesn't have – his chase rate is really good, which means he doesn't chase very much. That's something that Baltimore really likes. However, he still strikes out a lot. I mean, a 26% strikeout rate, which means he's incredibly patient – and he's looking at strike three way too many times because his whiff rate isn't even, you know, in the zone is not even that bad. So I don't like the strikeouts, the power expected, you know, from the right side with that big left field. It might be a little bit more difficult.
Yep.
The fielding took a major step back in 2025 compared to 2024 metrics. And really 2024 was more of an outlier in terms of his outs above average. I cannot say that I watch this man every single game.
Sure.
It's the eye test might show something differently. However, judging by fielding metrics, you know, from StatCast, it shows a fairly average left fielder. And that's a big left field to cover, which is part of the reason why Kowser was so valuable in left field, is because he has, you know, he's an average center fielder, Colton Kowser. Throw him in left, and he's an above average left fielder in terms of range. And his, you know, his arm is very good if he can throw it on target. But the power, at least, is there.
Yeah.
This is a little bit, two things, I suppose. One, it does remind me of a healthier Tyler O'Neill in terms of power over average, which could be a great thing if he hits 36 homers, or it could, the strikeout numbers, which Baltimore already struggled from a strikeout percentage last year, that might not be great. He does mash left-handed pitching, however, and if this is a play to try to improve Baltimore in that, which obviously, you know, it is, to improve Baltimore's fortunes against lefties, which last year I think Baltimore hit 232 off the top of my head. I could be off by a percentage point against lefties. His average against lefties, Taylor Ward last year was 260-ish, and his OPS, I recall, being 918 against lefties specifically. So that's promising. However, you know, we'll see it. You know, we'll see how it all comes together, and can Craig Albernaz, when he was unveiled as Orioles manager, talked about an exciting offense that can score in a bunch of different ways. This is not necessarily a player whose archetype is scoring a bunch of different ways. Yeah. It seems to be, power numbers. So all of that is to say, this could be the first move of many. I imagine, as things stand right now, Colton Kowser is a center fielder, but there could be, December 2nd, Baltimore could land Harrison Bader and ship somebody else, and say, Harrison Bader, you're a center fielder, and we're going to pay somebody to take Tyler O'Neill off our hands. Or we're going to, we're going to move on from Colton Kowser, which might be premature. But, they could do that. This is not necessarily a be all end all for the outfield this winter. It could be kind of move number one. But we'll see. Clearly, priority has to be going after starting pitching, because in the bullpen needs to be completely reconstructed. So those are huge avenues, and maybe Baltimore decided that their money in free agency market was better used for starting pitching, because it's a deeper market with how many different starting pitchers are available compared to what really is kind of a thin outfield market in free agency. So they might have decided to kind of jump the market a little bit in terms of getting Taylor Ward in a trade, and then really pumping their money and focus into pitching.
Andy Koska, always
thank
great,
you.
Man. Thank you so much for your time. I guess time, who knows what happens day to day, but things are going to get busy.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, we're here from the people. 410-583-1057. You've heard from us. You heard from Andy Koska. What do you think of this trade? Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. Also, Ravens on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson. Are you concerned? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Orioles trade Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. Ravens on the practice field. A lot of guys not practicing, the biggest one being Lamar Jackson. What your thoughts on Ravens and Jets? 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phone line. Start with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
So talking about the Grayson Rodriguez trade, I'm actually a big fan of it. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, the service time is kind of the big red flag. But at the same time, though, I don't think we could count on Grayson Rodriguez to pitch a full season. He hasn't pitched in a year and a half. And whether that's through mishandling of workload or anything, the damage has been done. And the whole point of the front office this offseason, I think, is just being better than we were last year. And I think the floor for Taylor Ward is still a lot better than any of the outfielders we had out there last year.
Oh,
I
agree
with that. If he ends up digressing and hitting 230 with 20 home runs, that's still better than the guys we had out there hitting 220 with 9 home runs. So in a way, I think it still helps us either way. And even if we didn't make the trade and Grayson Rodriguez became a great pitcher, either way, I think it's a win-win for the team.
Appreciate the
call. If he hits 220 with 20 home runs, this team's in trouble. Because I think this is the major addition to the lineup.
I still agree with the caller in terms of if you're just viewing it this year, the Orioles are a better team than they were yesterday.
Now, obviously, the 3 years beyond that, in which Grayson's controllable with the Angels, it's a much different story. But in this year...
You know what I would have liked to have seen? Like, you want to do something a little bit bold? Grayson Rodriguez and some other real stuff, and go get Joe Adell. Joe Adell's got too much swing and miss, but Joe Adell can run like the wind. Mm. Joe Adell can steal bases. Joe Adell can damn sight play center field. Mm. I'd rather see that, and he's got a little bit of control. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you'd have got me on that. This is another guy who doesn't... You know why I think it's going to fail? Because his legs won't bail him out, because his arm won't bail him out, because his hustle can't bail him out, because it's too much station-to-station power-reliant, which they keep... You just heard Andy Koska. They can't break tendency.
They like that. By the way, the service time is great until he never finishes a season. And then, but alas, let's go to Samaj. Samaj, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's happening? What's good, fellas? What's happening? Good afternoon. Big Kenny T-Bone, a pit bull. I ain't talked to you guys in a little bit.
What's going on?
Happy holidays.
Yeah, right back at you, fellas. Right back at you. Hope everything's good and set up well for the families the next week, too. I got a question. Really, the whole Grayson trade, I don't know. Man, my whole take on that is maybe for once Elias is out in front of a move as opposed to chasing. That's the only thing I could say about that.
Front-ish. You know,
we'll have to see, how it really pans out. But it does sound like, I agree with the previous caller, like if Grayson is damaged goods, then, it is what it is. So, but my bigger question is about the new skipper. And I want you guys to basically first take my take if there's enough time, and then give me your take on my take. Because it just seemed to me when Hyde and his first upswing in production from the squad, I was really, really pleased because I saw a brand of baseball that resembled more National League style with small ball mixed mm-hmm. in with the long ball, heavy attention applied to the base pads and stealing, and it was just refreshing as hell because that wasn't the norm for the AL East.
Yes.
And I swear it seems like, as you have been pointing out more and more, Pitbull, that this was more Elias' squad than Hyder's squad. You know, only them two really know. But it just seemed like it morphed over the last 2 years into traditional AL East
yes.
style of baseball, which to me was like, A, you didn't have the personnel to do that, and then B, how do you think you're going to compete with everybody else doing the same thing? It just seems to me like you have a better chance of competing with a different style, well executed. So my hope is that the new guy's going to come in, and we will have a different brand of baseball. We will have something a bit counter to the normal AL East type of play, something more like what Toronto brought to the table, which is how we looked a couple years ago.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've got to run. Appreciate the call, but what do you think of it?
We
know whose team it was. One guy's still here and one guy's not. So
look at this. Look at this deal. I mean, this is it's more of the same. It's a Tyler O'Neill profile. Like I'm not making this stuff up.
Healthier Tyler.
Yeah. He's played over 150 games this past couple years.
Yeah.
Well, they even mentioned Tyler O'Neill's injury history when they like the guys that's one of the things that Tyler O'Neill.
But this guy is not what he was.
Yeah.
To me, like you watched him 3 years ago, they would put him in center field sometime. I mean, this guy played some infield back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah, third
and
baseman.
And to watch him last year, he became a prototypical guy in his 30s who knows he's going to get one bite at the apple, and I'm going to swing for the fences a little bit more. And again, if he's not hitting home runs, I don't know that he's going to compete.
He's a catcher as well.
Yeah. He can probably catch better than Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, well, that's a low bar. That's a low bar. You know, let's quickly
grab. Did we get a lot of calls? We got calls.
Joe and Towson. We got one more. Joe and Towson. Joe, you're on the fan.
Hey, they had a player, Jeremiah Jackson. He could really hit. I'm not sure what position he would play, but I haven't heard anybody mention him again coming back, or they don't. Is he not good enough? Or
I think he's a fourth outfielder. I mean, depending, I don't know how the numbers are going to work. I mean, but I they liked him. They gave him a good run. Yeah. They're the ones who put him in the outfield for the first time in the major leagues, not in AAA.
Yeah.
I think we all were really impressed, and he does have some athleticism to him, and he's got some position flexibility. I would think he's this year's Jorge Mateo. They found a role. Until he got hurt again, they made a spot for Mateo. I think he's got a really good shot to make this team, pending what else they do. But they may have to weed some people out.
Ravens are getting ready to take on the Jets Sunday, back on the practice field today. It's a perfect time for a six-pack where we take a pulse of the league. Who are the six best teams in the NFL right now? We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're on the Fan. Six Pack time. Six Pack is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's our Six Pack. Who are the best six teams in the NFL? And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I have the Buffalo Bills at six. They sit at 7-3. I really don't trust their defense. They're kind of light in the rear. But they have Josh Allen, and Josh Allen has a superpower, which he showed against Tampa on Sunday with three passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns. I have them slotted at six.
I've got the New England Patriots there. I'm factoring in, you know, sort of the path ahead. And they've played the easiest schedule, but guess what? It's not like Chicago where it's about to get nasty. They continue to face teams that they're going to be favored against. They've got the game in hand on Buffalo, and I think Buffalo's in a little bit of trouble. So I think New England's got a shot to host multiple playoff games. So if I'm factoring in who I think are the best teams right now and who can go the furthest, I give New England the nod. The quarterback doesn't get sacked. He doesn't make mistakes. And since Christian Gonzalez has returned to the lineup,
he's great.
They're undefeated. They're 7-0, and they're allowing 16 points per game. Do I think they're an individual pass rusher short of being brilliant? I do. But I also think they finally stumbled into the right running back, and I think the quarterback might be the MVP. So I've got New England at six.
Number five.
Five's where I put Seattle because I just don't know what we get out of Sam Darnold when it really, really, really matters. And if he was better when it really matters, then Minnesota wouldn't have let him leave. I mean, if he finishes last season the way he started it, I truly believe he's back there, especially when you factor in he didn't crush it. He didn't reset the market or anything close. McDonald's got the touch. They've won 10 of their last 11 on the road. They get after the quarterback. They don't take sacks. Like, they are the most explosive offense in the NFL. And at some point, they'll actually tell Clint Kubiak that, yeah, the Shahid guy, he's here to stay. So, you know, you might want to tell Darnold to throw the ball to him a little bit, too. Smith and Jigba seems to be uncoverable. And they're restoring their home field advantage. If I bought the quarterback a little bit more, then I'd probably have him a touch higher.
I got the Patriots at five. A lot of what you said factors here. I do like the quarterback. I think they're well coached, and they're trending to have home games. I don't think they're a legit Super Bowl contender yet, but I think they're going to win this division, so I'm at five.
Number four.
I got the Denver Broncos at four. They speaking of winning the division, I think they're going to win the AFC West.
They might win the AFC.
Yeah, they might. They right now are my highest ranked team in the AFC on my chart. So, yeah, they could win the AFC. Their defense is ridiculous, and defense travels, though they're probably going to have all the games at home. But even if they don't, they're going to get up to the quarterback no matter where it is. I'm a little concerned about Bo Nix forcing things, but I think that defense can cure a lot of ills. I have them at four.
I've got them a touch higher. I've got the Lions at four. I do just wonder, the weather turns, Jared Goff in January on the road. Dan Campbell just outsmarts himself too much. Like, they've lost too many games the same way, and it just happened. And it just happened in what could be, you know, a tiebreaker for key playoff seeding. And I just don't buy them. I mean, how many teams that win a Super Bowl change the play caller midseason? I mean, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
It may happen here.
Ravens
right?
did it, yeah.
But it doesn't happen that often. There's something about them when it comes to the playoffs that gives me some pause. And there's something like Darnold with Goff where when you really got to have it and it's not all perfect, and especially this being a dome team that's going to have to play a bunch on the road in January, I put the Lions 4.
I'll go with Jason. I'm assuming Seattle's not in your 6.
You're assuming Ken, correctly.
I am assuming correctly.
No, so you're assuming incorrectly.
Oh, they're in the top 3. Yes. Okay, I was about to say, because I would take Seattle over the Bills, and Buffalo is not in yours. So going off what I know now, I'm leaning Jason.
Six-pack of best teams in the NFL, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3.
I'm putting the Broncos 3. It's a Hall of Fame coach. It's a coach who's already won a Super Bowl. It's a coach who's not afraid to fail. So, like, you can go back to the onside kick in the Super Bowl when, you know, a lot of people have imitated it since, but nobody else had the balls to do it then.
Can't do it now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They've changed the rules. Look, Bo Nix is great in the fourth quarter. And I mean, if you're going to have a quarter to stand out in, it's that one. It's probably the best defense in the NFL, and they're going to get back arguably the best defensive back in the NFL real soon. Altitude in January and weather in January in Denver isn't any fun. I know they lost that game to the Colts on the leverage call, whatever. I still think they can be the one seed. I buy them. They don't let you touch that quarterback, and they've got 6 guys who can rip your quarterback's face off. I think they are going to be a real tough out in January.
My 3 are the Seattle Seahawks, and as bad as Sam Darnold was in that game, they still almost won the game because their defense is so damn good, and defense travels. So whether they're at home or on the road, I trust that defense, and I don't think Sam Darnold is 4 interceptions bad in the postseason. I like the Seattle Seahawks a lot. I have them at 3.
Number 2.
Got the Philadelphia Eagles at 2. Even though I don't think everything's right there, it's right enough. We talked about it the other day, Jason. I get Chiefs last year vibes from them. They do just enough to win. The defense is really good. I think something's broken with that offense, but they do just enough to get it done. I got them at 2.
We're simpatico. They win a lot of games, and they can win games differently. And that defense right now, getting healthy in the front 7 and adding Jalen Phillips to it at the same time, I think it's going to be really hard to move the ball on them moving forward. And maybe I should have them 1 because they do have the number of the team that we both have at 1.
Yep.
But I don't think 1 through 53, they're quite as good as the team at 1.
Number 1.
Rams have a top 3 defense and a top 3 offense. Rams have 2 number 1 receivers. Rams can beat you with the tight end. Rams can beat you leaning on 2 running backs. Rams can beat you out of 12. Rams can beat you out of 11. Rams can beat you under center. Rams can beat you in the gun. And the defense is absolutely downright menacing. And the secondary is a lot better than it was a year ago.
And they're going to go about it this summer.
Emmanuel Forbes, they know how to use him. He looks like a number 1 corner. They get heat from all over. It's one of the best coaches in the NFL. Like, they check a lot of boxes. Oh, yeah, Stafford's going to throw for 50 touchdowns. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and their one weakness is kicker. And so maybe our old friend might end up there in L.A. But, yeah, the Rams, to me, are as well as you, the best team in the NFL.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I think I'm the Patriots a little higher. And also, I'm really high on Seattle. And I said that Monday where – yes, it was a debacle by Sam Darnold. But the fact that they were still in that football game, being -3 on the road against both your guys' top team in the NFL, I thought was really telling. And Seattle and Denver are really close, and I'm not really super over the moon about either of those quarterbacks, but I do have a lean to Seattle.
Coming up next, the Ravens are on the practice field. Well, off the practice field. The injury report just came out. We'll tell you who wasn't practicing and why. But Jets head coach Aaron Glenn, what do you have to say? I'm sure he was happy about it. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
When it comes to this game, looking at Baltimore, they're an organization that a number of people look at and try to emulate because of the way they operate. When it comes to their players, I mean, obviously on offense, Lamar and Derek are two guys you got to get ready to watch out for, which opened up a lot of opportunities for Zay in the passing game. When it comes to their defense, everything revolves around Cal and Roquan. Two really good players. But really, man, everything that we talk about, everything that we need to do needs to be focused on how we operate, how we improve.
So that's Aaron Glenn, the head coach of the New York Jets, talking about the Ravens. Three of the guys he mentioned did not practice today. Ravens practice injury report just came out. Good news, Justice Hill practiced full. Marlon Humphrey, he was limited. Rashad Bateman did not practice. Kyle Hamilton, shoulder and groin, did not practice. Lamar Jackson's now the ankle. So he had the knee, he had the hamstring, now the ankle, no practice. Isaiah Likely, calf. Keon Martin, we knew he had a rib situation. Roquan, the hamstring. Remember, he missed some time with a hamstring. Ronnie Stanley's an illness, so probably back on the field. Okay. And then Andrew Voorhees' foot did not practice.
It's not a good injury report. Lamar, this is when you're talking three different
it's moving
injuries
up and down his leg.
He does not look right. He's not right.
No.
And Roquan, the hamstring, after missing multiple games with that's not good either. Isaiah Likely with a soft tissue. This isn't a good injury.
I give Lamar credit. When he came out of that bye and was like, I'm 100%, yeah. He was all smiling. And he hooked me.
Yeah, he had you.
was really good acting,
does
John.
Does not look all out. Yeah, Oscars. He should be sent.
Well, he's acted before. It was the show he was in where he killed somebody.
Yeah,
Power. Actually,
it was Power
show,
or one of the spinoffs of Power.
Yeah,
there's like a ton of those Power spinoffs. But yeah, he played someone who then shot someone in a public bathroom.
I think so.
Yeah. So that
cold-blooded.
Was, yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good.
It wasn't real.
No, it's acting.
Yeah,
It was not, and it was not based on real events. It was just a show. More from Aaron Glenn. Tyrod Taylor, he going to be the starter moving forward?
Yeah. I said that on Monday. Talked to both of those guys, talked to the team on Monday. So Tyrod will be our starter.
Why did you decide to make that move?
Because I wanted to.
There
nice.
You go.
All right.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah. I'm
going to go out on a limb.
I'm
Justin
your
Fields
glue.
Played for Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus will never coach in the NFL again. Then he goes to the Jets, plays for Aaron Glenn. And I don't think he's getting another bite at the apple.
Head coaching, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about head coach. Guy who decides, does he play, doesn't he play, all that stuff.
How much do we see of Fields? You'd have to think they'd have some packages for him.
Right? I don't think so.
I
don't think so either.
I'm guessing no.
Unless Taylor gets hurt, I don't think we see him at all.
Wow.
Because Tyrod can move a little bit.
No, he can, but
he's not Fields.
Yeah,
no.
And Tyrod's now, what,
I'm
35,
telling you, especially
36.
With this injury report, and I haven't looked at the weather, but if it's remotely a weather game, like I think you could have ran Justin Fields 12 times in this game and kept it real close.
Mm-hmm. Just
cover,
don't let him
cover
throw.
That 13.5.
I think you would have kept it to a one-score game long enough to probably.
Looks like pretty. I was like, great weather. Sunday, 56 degrees, sunny.
Can I ask you though again, Jason? I don't know that I've ever heard a coach say, "Well, when did you make that decision? Why did you make this? Because I wanted to."
That's one way to go.
It's like I'm rubber, you're glue. Like he's very childish. Just putting his big boy pants on.
Oh, man. People actually give their money to Woody Johnson.
Yeah,
the guy's born into the Johnson & Johnson empire.
Would you call him a
move?
He
runs his team into the ground. He disgraces himself in this country abroad as a representative of the country. He comes back, disgraces himself as an owner, and people give him money hand over fist.
They love the Jets. Unfortunately, you can't turn off that love.
Well, yeah, you can. There's economic. You can have an economic jihad.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah.
I got two still going, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, one. I mean, a little one. U.S. men's soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Just to give them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just to give them a lot of money.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
And then the Orioles is a little tougher when the whole team goes to the game for Father's Day. What, I'm supposed to say no?
Yeah, you should.
Went to more road games than home games.
You did. Aaron Glenn, I'm curious to get this answer. Why didn't you wait till later in the week to announce Tyrod like last week?
But I told you guys before that the players already knew. You know, I just didn't tell you guys that. So there's nothing strategic about that. The guys already knew.
He's the best.
I don't even know what's going on
here. Is he trying to get fired?
That didn't even make any sense.
He's like, well, I'll tell you when I'm ready to tell you. The players knew.
Which would be all the more reason just to tell the media, too, because it's going to get out. They're going to tell their agents, and then it's going to get out like it got out.
Oh, here's a good one. One more from Aaron, this one, Aaron Glenn.
This is a five-star.
Beltway Ben, is this one a good one,
this
too?
This is a five-star bet or four-star bet. What would you say, Beltway Ben? Three-star? Four-star?
Coach.
Is that four? Four-star.
Coach,
three? I can't tell it. Three.
Well, let's hear it. How did Justin Fields?
I don't want to oversell it.
Yeah, how did Justin Fields take the decision?
That's something I'm going to keep between us, and I think that's the best way to do it. But He understood my decision. Obviously, he's not happy with the decision, in which no one, and I don't expect him to be, you know, but he understands. And again, I have to make a decision as a head coach to try to do what's best for this team, and I felt like it was the best decision.
So that was interesting. He said he was going to keep between us and then told us that
he
wasn't
happy. I think
that's
at least a 3.5 star.
Yeah, that was good.
Didn't Harbs do that once earlier this year? He was like, well, I'm not going to get into the biggest thing, and then here's the biggest thing right after.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it between us, but he's not happy.
But he understood. I'm guessing he probably really didn't understand. I think he's probably pretty confused by it, considering, I mean, like he did just like run for 70 yards and was the best thing they had going as an offense against the best team in their division was the quarterback keeping the ball.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to hear more Aaron Glenn. Like, inject Aaron Glenn into my veins, that angry guy. Coming up next, Orioles. They made a trade. Grayson Rodriguez, now an Angel. What did Ben McDonald think of the move? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.